This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the Parliament has passed the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill, keeping present needs in mind and to remove shortcomings of the earlier MG Narega scheme. He was addressing media at a press conference in Bhopal today. On the opposition's allegations of changing the name of the scheme, the minister said even in the past, when opposition parties were in power, the names of employment-related schemes were changed several times. Mr. Chauhan said Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen has been linked with the Prime Minister's Gati Shakti initiative to make it more effective. He said the mission includes a clear provision for unemployment allowance and necessary financial arrangements have been ensured under the Act. Criticising the opposition, the minister said there was a detailed debate on this bill for more than 8 hours in the Lok Sabha, but the opposition MPs did not listen to his response and only created an uproar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today expressed confidence that BJP will form the government with 2/3 majority in West Bengal next year. Addressing the media in Kolkata today, Mr. Shah said in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the BJP got 41% votes and 18 seats. He said the party got 21% votes and 77 seats in the 2021 assembly elections. He said the party, which got 3 seats in the 2016 election, got 77 seats in a span of 5 years. Mr. Shah said the next election will be fought on the issues of stopping infiltration and removing infiltrators from West Bengal. He said infiltration happening through the Bengal border is an issue of national security. Dense fog condition in the northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, over 20 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to bad weather situation. As per the Delhi Airport, 118 flights have been cancelled today due to the foggy weather and poor visibility. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has issued an advisory and urged passengers to proactively check flight status and remain in contact with the concerned airlines. 6 people lost their lives in a bus accident at Vinayak area of Almora district in Uttarakhand today. According to the State Disaster Response Force, the bus was travelling from Bhikiasen to Ramnagar and had around 17 to 18 people on board. The injured are receiving treatment at the government hospital in Bhikiasen. After the accident, the administration and rescue teams rushed to the spot. Rescue operation is underway. In a historic first, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres released his 2026 New Year message in Hindi, marking a major milestone in India's efforts to expand the language's reach at the United Nations. Alongside a Hindi text version and a video featuring Hindi subtitles, Mr. Guterres delivered a stern warning about a world surrounded by chaos and uncertainty. He urged global leaders to shift their focus from military spending to development aid, arguing that true safety comes from fighting poverty rather than funding wars. By issuing the message in Hindi for the first time, the UN highlighted its commitment to human unity while calling on the international community to prioritize peace and global development in the coming year. The tropical cyclone Hayley, tracking towards the northern coast of Western Australia, has grown in strength to a Category 4 storm. According to Australia's Bureau of Meteorology, the cyclone is expected to bring severe impacts today to the Kimberley region. A warning was issued for the area, including Derby, forecasting that very destructive wind gusts up to 170 kilometres per hour could develop. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading slightly lower in afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 110 points to 84,586, while the Nifty dipped 38 points to 25,904 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.